trust God, it's amazing. Life is just a marathon, so pace it. Brush pain at things, how you make diamonds. Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic.
Welcome back to Fort Meade Declassified. I'm Gloria Ann Martin from the Fort Meade Public Affairs Office. In today's episode, we have with us Jen Robertson, Associate Director of Education at the National Cryptologic Museum, to tell us all about their upcoming STEM Festival taking place this year on Saturday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you for joining us
today. And thank you for having me.
Can you start us off by telling us a little bit about the National Cryptologic Museum and its mission?
Yeah, so we were founded in 1993, and our entire purpose is to show cryptologic history. So the study of secrets, ciphers, codes, and they're both their encryption and decryption. And also the NSA's roles and how cryptologic history has progressed since then. So one of the topics we talk a lot about is how cryptology has influenced technology and how then technology has changed for cryptology.
What inspired the idea behind hosting a STEM festival at the museum?
So it was actually a docent who brought it to our attention. So a docent here is roughly a tour guide, but they're a bit more of their subject matter experts than anything. And they brought it in and said, hey, have we ever considered doing something like this? And the outgoing director, she is the one who was like, we should really do this. And it started as a small 2-hour event, and it has now grown into what we turned it into today, which is a whole day of STEM Fest.
And the museum partners with the Maryland STEM Festival, and this is the 10th year of them doing that. Can you tell us more about this partnership and its impact on the event?
Yeah, so it's actually a Maryland statewide initiative. So the festival is held throughout Maryland with over 300 events from organizations all over. We are just one of the many STEM events happening between now and November, but I will say we are one of the higher attendances for single day events.
Well, for listeners who aren't familiar with STEM, can you tell us exactly what it is and why it's important?
Yeah, so STEM obviously stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We recently have also been learning more about what STEAM is, and so that actually is starting to include the arts as well. So it's definitely getting bigger. In today's world, technology is everywhere. It's at our fingertips. And in our museum, we focus on the historical parts of STEM, meaning our cell phones are 5,000 times faster, actually, than the supercomputers we had of the day. So STEM Fest is really looking forward to the future and embracing what's out there and what's new.
Can you tell us about the theme for this year's STEM Festival?
Yeah, so Maryland STEM Festival is doing engineering ideas to reality. So I really actually wanted to make a little play off of that and talk about how we engineer our ideas into reality. So more of how do we create an idea? How are we manifesting these real world things into everyday use? And I wanted this year to be especially about how kids can see themselves in STEM professionals and interact with STEM concepts around the museum.
Can you give us an overview of what attendees can expect at this year's event?
Yeah, so most of our activities will actually be catered towards ages 8 to 13, but we'll have something for everyone, little to old. So it'll be a great family-friendly event as a whole. We'll have about 14 different activity stations around the museum, and kids can walk up and do those activities or those demonstrations, their leisure. The museum will also be open during this time, so they can see some of the historical influences of these activities as they walk around.
Okay, so are the STEM Festival, is it incorporated to the current displays in the museum?
Actually, ironically enough, we do have a few that relate, but usually that's not how it works. So this year was kind of a fun little twist that we actually had some that relate to interesting activities. For example, we have some 1938, 1939 enigmas that are out on our floor, and we actually have a wired rotor activity that the kids will go home with. So lots of fun.
Well, this is all great information so far. Let's go ahead and take a break to hear from our Command Information Chief, Chuck Yang.
Hello, Chuck Yang here with Command Information. Fort Meade will host its annual Retiree Appreciation Day to honor our retiree community and showcase diverse services and support to retirees around Fort Meade and State of Maryland. This event will take place on Friday, 25 October at McGill Training Center, 8452 Zimborski Avenue, starting at 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Flu vaccines will also be available. We look forward to seeing you there. As we get close to Halloween, we have two trunk or treats on Fort Meade this year. One, sponsored by CWF along with Fort Meade MWR for first combined Fort Meade trunk or treat on Saturday, October 26th. From 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the parking lot behind Cryptologic Museum. All vehicles must be pre-registered go to www.cwfmwr.com/events/trunk-or-treat to register today. The second trunk or treat will be held on Wednesday, October 30 at the Smallwood Hall parking lot starting 5 p.m. Contact Sergeant First Class Sarah Eaton at 443-634-4873 for additional information. Now back to the conversation.
And we're back. Now, Jen, can you tell me more about the kinds of hands-on activities and exhibits that will be available to visitors? I know you mentioned a couple before our break.
Yeah, so I did mention the wired rotors, and I'm still working on finalizing a few, but I do know we will have our Ozobots out, which are always a hit. They're actually little robots that the kids will learn some different coloring combinations to learn how to program these robots to do certain things, maybe go fast, go slow. We'll have some hands-on activities, maybe showing spear phishing, obviously on the cyber side of the house. And I want to say we might even have some polygraphers coming out and maybe teaching about the science behind a polygraph, which is always a hit.
Where are those polygraphers coming from?
We are working in conjunction with NSA. So we will have NSA employees also here providing activities.
Oh, awesome. If you had to pick one exhibit or activity to recommend to a first-time visitor, what would it be?
Well, I will say in the museum, you definitely have to check out our Enigma. It's almost actually at this point, it's you have to touch the Enigmas when you come in here. But I will say, I think that wired rotor activity is going to be a ton of fun and something that you'll take home to do with your family. So I think everybody should definitely get involved in that one.
Will there be any other industry experts besides NSA employees at the STEM Festival?
At this one, no. We're keeping it very local to really show what our professionals have to offer. And definitely, again, so that our community, that our families can see themselves in these professionals.
How important are events like the STEM Festival in encouraging future careers in science, technology, engineering, and math?
Yeah, so I think that this is definitely one of those important things that's very valuable to our community. You never know when you're going to inspire the next generation of technical leaders, and it really could come from anywhere. And so being able to show kids new technologies, seeing themselves as linguists, seeing themselves as engineers, I think it's just very important to see people of all shapes and sizes and say, hey, I can do that. And that's one of the things we want to provide for our STEM Fest.
Where can our listeners go find out more information about this event or the museum?
Yeah, so we are definitely on Maryland's STEM Fest website. And if you type in Maryland STEM Fest, that'll populate. And it'll also show the other activities going on throughout different counties. So whatever is closest to you, or if you want to go out and do something new. But we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and X. You just search for National Cryptologic Museum and we will pop up.
All right, great. Well, do you have anything else that you want to share with our audience before we wrap up today?
I think we are good today.
Awesome.
I hope everybody comes out though. We want a huge event.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Fort Meade Declassified. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Jen as we learned more about the National Cryptologic Museum STEM Festival taking place on Saturday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember to stay connected with Fort Meade on social media and the My Army Post app for the latest installation updates. We'll catch you next time on Fort Meade Declassified. Life is just a marathon, so pace is okay. Brush pain, that thing's how you make days.